Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobri dve leti je mimo, odkar se je egiptovsko ljudstvo začelo zbirati na trgu Tahrir in zahtevalo konec avtokratskega režima Hosnija Mubaraka. Čeprav je bila zahteva po demokraciji ena ključnih, pa še zdaleč ni bila edina. Več socialnih pravic, več pravic žensk, manj medijske cenzure so bile težnje progresivnejših protestnic in protestnikov. Januarja 2012 se je revolucija za marsikaterega Egipčana končala in mnogi so govorili tudi o ukradeni revoluciji. To je bil čas parlamentarnih volitev, na katerih je zmagal Mohamed Mursi, človek iz vrst muslimanske bratovščine. Pred nekaj meseci je bila z referendumom potrjena tudi ustava, ki je po prepričanju liberalnejšega dela prebivalstva regresija v številnih pogledih. O nekaterih aspektih stanja v Egiptu, dobri dve leti po padcu Mubaraka, smo se pogovarjali z asistentko odgovornega urednika spletnega medija Al-Ahram Al-Arabi, Suzi El-Genedi. Sama ne verjame v ukradeno revolucijo, verjame v parlamentarno demokracijo in je kljub islamizaciji države, čeprav sama ni volila za Mursaja, optimistična. Pravi, da če so sprejeli igro predsedniške strankarske demokracije, potem je to igro potrebno igrati resno.
So for the beginning, I would just like to ask you, there was a few commentaries about that Egyptian revolution was stolen by Islamic radicals. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't agree 100% with this. Revolution is not stolen. The revolution is continuing in Egypt. I'm talking about my country. But the point is, there was other people, other fractions of people who were working politically in the political life. They have a more experience how to win votes. And you know, elections is one of the main lines for democracy. It's a very important steps for democracy. So they were working in this in the political life. So they knew how to play this game by winning more votes in the elections, but the youth people are not experienced enough in this. The people who have started the revolution on the Facebook and Twitter and all of that, they know how to use Facebook and Twitter very good, but they don't know how to use their political skills in having a party, in getting more votes in any elections. I think they will have some time and they will learn their lessons. Mm-hmm.
So you believe that this struggle from the root should continue, and some party should be made which could go to elections in few years from now?
Yes, I think the main thing is democracy. This is the main aim. We should accept democracy. If democracy get us some Islamic wings, then we should accept, give them some chance, and then if they fail, and usually they will fail because they don't have creative ideas, they have only experience to win votes. But when what we have seen, Yani, when they are in power, they don't have a lot of solutions to a lot of problems that we have, creative solutions. So they are not winning actually as a leaders. Anyway, we have another chance as a people, Egyptians, in the next elections. We have a parliament elections coming, maybe after 2 months. And also we will have a presidential elections maybe after 3 years. Yeah. So we can vote against them if they fail. Mm-hmm.
We heard so much about democracy, democratization, mm-hmm. but still people could lose their rights even if this so-called democracy is implemented in some state, because this representative democracy, it's we also see here in Europe that it's not always the best solution. So maybe you could speak about this what to do when the rights, women rights, minority rights would be lost.
This is very important because some of the Islamic wings parties are using democracy to win the election, and then they don't go with the democratic values when they are in the power. So I think this is the role of us as a people. To reject anything that is against democratic values, to stick to our positions, trying to say this is right and this is wrong and this is not the way we want it as a people. This is not in the benefit of our country. The benefit of our country is to go to democracy way, to try to stick to understanding more the minority rights, understanding more the women rights, the Coptic rights, enhancing the role of law, which is very important, having more stability economically, security, and politically, and socially, of course. So this is the role of us. To be in the opposition, to try to stick to our position and try to give hints and strong positions to the people in the power that they are going to the wrong direction that will make them lose the elections.
But we saw, I don't know, it was about 4 months ago that new constitution was accepted. It was accepted through a referendum. And there were so many complaints that many of the votes came from the rural side. It was bought, so-called bought votes. Could you comment this?
Constitutions is not a holy book. Constitutions is put in to be changed. We will change some parts in the constitution that we don't like. The point is, we needed a constitution to stand on it in the route to democracy. So we have our constitution. We know it's not perfect. We know we have to change it, and I think there will be some changes in it sooner, not later. The other point is. It's democracy, so either you accept it or not. You can't just say, I'm going to accept this part and not accept the other part. It's a package to accept. Or either you accept, we are going to this route, or we are going back to another route, which is dictatorship. And I don't think that the Egyptians are going to accept dictatorship anymore. We have been for dictatorships for more than 50 years, not only Mubarak, but before that. Mubarak was the best one. If we can compare him with Nasser regime or with Sadat regime, he was better. But still, it wasn't sufficient enough. It wasn't democracy. It was also one way or another a dictatorship. And of course, the corruption and the economic problems made his phase as a dictatorship more worse. So I think if we try to solve the economic problems, we will solve the political corruption, like buying voters. You know, we need more creative ideas, and we need the help of the international community and the EU in trying to make the Egyptian economy better. But unfortunately, what I have been seeing is that a lot of promises and nothing is fulfilled. We had promises by 5 billion euros in the task force in last November, and until now, I don't think we have had any penny of those euros. So the international community is not helping us in Egypt economically because they are saying more for more, so we're going to wait to see, and when we wait for the presidential election, and when it's we wait for the constitution, and then we're going to wait for the parliamentary elections, and the Egyptian economy is getting weaker and weaker, and this is another problem. If you want to solve the political corruption, we need to solve the economic problem.
Do you have any beliefs that new progressive parties would have a very big role in the quite short period of time?
You mean the new parties in Egypt?
The people who started the whole thing, yes, the secular.
I think people now are not so happy with the Muslim Brotherhood attitudes and failure, actually. We are not happy with the failure of them in the economic, especially in the economic life in Egypt, and some way or another in the political life. And that's why maybe people are going to vote to other parties, maybe, in the parliament. In my own perspective, you can't predict anything in Egypt now, you know? Unpredictable. But in my own perspective, I think Muslim Brotherhood are not going, and the Salafis are not going to get higher votes as they did last parliament. I think they are going to have a majority, but a very small majority. Maybe they will have to have a coalition or something. And I think this is the best way. It may have problems, but we need to learn how to make coalitions in our political life, because this is also one point of democracy, to accept the other. Of course, accepting the other with Muslim Brotherhood and with Salafis is not easy, but they are playing the game now, democracy. Maybe they will learn, and maybe also the other wing will learn how to convince the people to vote for them, because this is not easy. To convince the Egyptian to vote for either this or that is not easy.
Just now we got this situation in Turkey. They said democratization for 150 years, and now they saw that all those years are now getting the situation getting worse. Autocracy is coming to the state. Could you just comment a little about that?
I don't think Turkey is in the same position as the Arab world. They are different. They have democracy, they have economic better life. And I don't think they are in the same situation as the Arab countries. They have problems. People are afraid. Some of the people in Turkey are afraid. They think they are afraid of having a dictatorship, so they are defending this. They are afraid of losing their secular lives. Maybe they think they are afraid of Islamic wing to win more in their life, to have more laws, trying to prevent some things that they are used to. So that's why they are protesting. I think these protestings have came after the law of the wines and trying to prevent the wine, and I think
and
in
more.
Certain time also there are some laws that maybe the secular wing think that those laws are against them or are against Atatürk learnings or all of that, so that's why they are protesting. This is different than the Arab world. This is so different.
Yeah, no.
So we can't compare this, and we can't say that this is another extending to what's happening in the Arab world to Turkey. It's a different thing. Turkey is like Europe. When you have demonstrations, then it's not doesn't mean that you are having a spring Arab model in Europe.
I don't compare those two things.
But yes.
I was asking you in that manner, because we were talking about we need to accept the game of democracy.
Yes,
and we saw okay, we need to, but what is happening now in Turkey is just that this
in a wrong way.
Yes, dangerous. Some.
Okay. Do you have another? Do you have a third way?
No.
Okay.
I'm just.
We have only two ways now in the whole world. We have to.
No.
Either we invent a third word.
Yeah.
A third way to go politically or economically. Then we can try. But until now we have either democracy or dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Mixture between them is dictatorship.
Okay.
Mixture between them is mocking from the leaders to try to convince us that they are democratic, as Mubarak was doing. It's a mixture between democracy and dictatorship.
Yeah, but
and I don't think we can accept this in the new world that we are living in. So I think we should accept democracy, even if democracy got us with some fundamentalists, some fundamentalists. If this get us with all the fundamentalists, I think we have to reject it. And I don't think we will reach this. People are more aware now of their rights. I think we can accept democracy. I didn't vote for Morsi. I didn't vote for President Morsi or for the Muslim Brotherhood. But when he wins, I accepted. I was happy. I saluted in the Tahrir Square. I went and covered the story in his house, behind his house, and people who were saluting in Tahrir Square and saluting everywhere. I made a very good story. I wrote it. This is democracy. I don't accept him. I don't like the way of some of the decisions. I like some of his decisions, and I don't dislike some of his decisions. I don't accept it. Sometimes I accept others, but this is democracy. I can write whatever I think. This is democracy. If I don't accept, I can write, I can speak in the TV, I can say, I can criticize. This is democracy. We are in a better environment in Egypt now, and we should stick to this and ask for more all the time to reach whatever we deserve in Egypt. Egyptians are a very, very strong civilization, more than 5,000 years, and they deserve the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nice meeting you. Thank you.
Poslušali ste pogovor z Suzi El-Genidi, asistentko glavnega urednika egipčanskega spletnega medija Al-Ahram Al-Arabi. Intervju sta pripravila Mare in Gregor.
Intervju Radija Študent.